So you get thousands of short films sent to you every year. How do you possibly go through all of them and pick all of them? Like, what's like your criteria?
In my pajamas at home. And I'm not kidding. Well, the selection process, we start screening in October. There's myself, Ben Thompson, who is our shorts programmer. And I have several screeners that I enlist the help of, who are professionals in the industry. Everybody has a quota. We plow through the quota. By the end of February, Ben and I will have watched each other's top picks, the screener's top picks, and actually narrowed down that selection to, you know, the six, for example, the 60 that we selected this year. But it's a long, arduous process of watching. And I have to say, honestly, we take it very seriously. I mean, every filmmaker that submits their film to Tribeca trusts that we are going to watch their film clear-headed, open-hearted, and truly wanting to love it. Every DVD that we put in, we want to love. And so that's why the process takes such a long time, because you don't want to rush it. You want to give each film its breathing room and its absolute positive 100% chance to be selected.
Could you give some advice to maybe like a young filmmaker as far as like getting a film into the festival, like the things that you're looking for? I know you just said you want to love something, but are there things in particular, like let's just say, you know, in a narrative that you look for, or in a documentary that
sure.
kind of...
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, we call it a short film for a reason. Efficient storytelling is the key. Filmmakers should make their films as tightly edited as possible, trim all the fat, get us into the story quickly, and have the ending make us satisfied. That's it in a nutshell. No specific themes, no specific, you know, genres. It's really about the efficiency of storytelling.
Okay. How do you think this year's shorts program is different from other years?
I think in two ways they're a little different. One is, you know, these are tough times for everybody, and so I think you'll notice a sense of playfulness in the programs. That's not to say each program contains both dramatic and comedic work, but what I think you'll see, even by the program titles, such as The End Is Near or Worst Day Ever, that we're kind of, easing our foot off the gas here a little bit. And creating a journey in each program that is going to carry the viewer from dramatic or comedic or vice versa. So that's that. We put particular attention into that journey and into being a little playful with our audience, which is why, you know, for example, we also have a genre program with vampires and zombies. I mean, no zombies. Sorry, X the zombies. Vampires, robots, werewolves, serial killers, the usual suspects. Because we want the audience to really enjoy the programs.